25 before the hour on Monday morning. It's John and Glenn, Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Have you watered your mustard seed yet? The mustard seed in the parable in yesterday's gospel, taking that mustard seed, the planting that grows into the future of ourselves and the future of others as we share our faith, the focus of our homily highlights for the 11th Sunday in Ordinary Time coming up here in the next 10 minutes on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. You turn on the television and there's Judge Mathis and Judge Judy and there's Judge Faith and there's Judge Alex and there's Judge Hatchett. They're the judges on America's Got Talent. They're the judges on American Idol. There are judging is a big business here in the United States. We get sucked into that vortex of judging. But wait a minute. Only God can judge. You ever find yourself seeing somebody for the very first time and you just say, I can size them up in no time? You make those snap judgments. Let's talk about judgments right now in our monthly moments with Sister Bridget Haas joining us from Boston this morning. Hi, Sister. How are you?
Oh, John, I'm absolutely fine. And I told Patrick, your wonderful producer, what a wonderful show you had until this moment, this morning. It was just wonderful. And I do want to say three things. One, John and another friend, Marie, in Rhode Island, never change the dial from Relevant Radio. And secondly, on your prayer list, we want to put Lois from Illinois. She wrote me and begged for prayers. The third thing I want to say is that I met Cardinal Tobin in Fort Worth, Texas. He is absolutely a man of God, humility, and humor. And so I don't know if you picked that up because he was kind of serious this morning because he had a serious topic. Mm-hmm. But he is a man of such humor and such humility. And I loved what he said, put a face on those we hurt.
Absolutely.
And I think that goes with judgment. If we put a face on others, we really stop and we take a step back and we do not judge.
Can we go one step further and just say put a face on others before we judge, but also put a heart on others? Try to get inside their heart first before we can judge what we see in their faces.
Absolutely, John. And you know, all of us at our baptism were anointed with holy chrism in the middle of our forehead. That is the inner eye. And that's what people call the inner eye, that we see with our hearts. And I think you're absolutely right. One of the questions in the little quiz that I often give myself is, do I really know someone's story before I evaluate them? And I use the word evaluate because, and I've said this before, a dear gentleman who is going to be with God 3 years in November, he was making all these judgments on poor people, and yet he was giving them donations. He was a Boston philanthropist, wonderful man. And I finally, we called each other. He called me sister. I called him brother. I finally looked at him, and I said, Brother Jack, you're giving donations, but you're judging. And I said, Jesus said, do not judge. He looked at me, and he said, Sister, I'm not judging. I'm evaluating.
I love that.
How he kind of got out of it. But I think I really think Cardinal Tobin is right, His Eminence. We look at someone's face and we ask ourselves, do I really know that story before I evaluate?
I know it's human nature, Sister Bridget, that we judge others and we neglect to look at our own lives, but what are some of the things that you can teach us this morning to change that mindset?
First of all, I think we have to ask ourselves before God very, very honestly with this. How do I often tell God I am not like others? And if we tell God, oh, you know, God, I'm not like other people. I work and they don't work. I have a home, they don't have a home. Whatever it is, we have become a Pharisee. We have become that Pharisee in the temple who says, thank God, I'm not like the rest of people. And so I think that is very, very important. One, you know, that we realize that the gifts we have been given. Other people may not have been given the gifts. And then, you know, do I really savor the lack of good qualities in others? You know, do I kind of say, aha, that person doesn't do this or does that. And yet, what we do or we fail to do, we ask forgiveness for at every Holy Mass. So I think knowing what we do and knowing what we have failed to do, and at the bottom line at death, all of us, it says in Holy Scripture, and as His Eminence said, we look at all of Scripture, and we realize Jesus is the key. Not only are we judged, Matthew 25, on love, but it says when we've done everything we thought we could do, we remain an unprofitable servant, and that goes for all of us.
Sister Bridget Haas with us today. We're talking about judgment. How do you catch yourselves when you're judging someone? And have you ever been wrong in your judgment of someone else? And did you ever go up to them and just say, you know what, I judged you incorrectly? Did you ever say that to somebody after making a snap judgment? I'd like to hear your story. 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Was having some time with my spiritual director over the weekend, and we were talking about the more frequent use of the confessional, the beautiful sacrament of reconciliation, receiving Eucharist, and let those graces go to work. And I'm saying, you know, in letting those graces go to work, you feel the Holy Spirit at work within you. And then all of a sudden, there are all these little things that God puts in your path in the course of a day, Sister Bridget, that bring you not only great joy, but also a little bit of humor. And you tend to start seeing things completely differently. And in doing so, you're less judgmental of others. You start a conversation with someone that's, friendly. And then you find, and in doing that, you always find out something about that person, whether it's the clerk at the post office, someone in the checkout, whatever it is. So it's
that's
complete,
right, John. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, the and complete mindset that comes through the sacraments.
Exactly. And as you said, or as somebody said earlier in the program, you know, one of the taggers, you know, and then you followed up with, and I loved what you said, to say to the Holy Spirit, tag, you're in. And I think this is what the Holy Spirit tags us every single day and says, you're in. You're part of me. In God, we live and move and have our being. And so allow ourselves to be tagged by the Spirit. But I can tell you right now, at McDonald's, there was this woman, and I judged her. She was writing a long letter, and she had about four sweatshirts on, and I just said, oh, this is another homeless, distraught person. I made this judgment as I was cleaning. And I went over, and I said, I'm Sister Bridget. What's your name? She said, Jen. And I said, Jen, are you writing a book? Because she was writing and writing and writing. She said, no, I'm writing to my baby. And I said, oh, I thought it was a toddler or an infant. I said, is your baby sick? And she filled up. She said, no, sister. She said, my baby is my oldest. She said, she's 12 years old. But she said, they took her. And she's with my daddy. And she said, they took my other three. And so I write them letters. And I thought to myself, you know what, Bridget? Get on your knees and ask forgiveness. You have judged this poor woman who is in pain because social services have taken her children. I didn't get the reasons, but you see, I think His Eminence would have said to me, aha, you judged.
What if we only judge if we're using that info to try and figure out the best way to help them? We're supposed to leave someone we run into better off than before we found them, aren't we? Not just to pass judgment so we feel better, but okay, let me figure out their situation if I can so I can help them better.
That's right. And what I did was, some Dominican sisters in Illinois had given me some McDonald's gift cards, each one worth $5. So I said to Jen, does your daughter like McDonald's? She said, oh, she loves McDonald's. I said, here, why don't you slip this gift card in her letter? She looked at me. Now, did I do anything major? No. But Jen, all of a sudden, you know, as Bishop Tobin says, we're to become salt, light, and leaven. All of a sudden, I felt she could go on. I felt she had a spark of light, and I felt that she would be a leaven helping others. What a small gesture. Now, and I said to God, oh, I hope this makes up for my judgment. I don't know if it did. But I think you're absolutely right. We cannot just look at someone, as His Eminence said, you know, see a face, but we have to go one step further. And that's the crunch. What do I do?
Sister Bridget Hassett, 15, before we're talking about judgment, and you and I have done that so many times, looked at someone and just have instantly judged them, probably on the wrong side without that encounter, getting to know them. Lori's listening to us this morning in Providence on Relevant Radio 550. Great question about judgment. Hi, Lori. You're on with Sister Bridget.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're good,
good
Lori.
Good morning. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm just wondering, isn't judgment really just another kind of another side of the sin of pride? The sin of saying, well, I'm so much better than that. I did this and I'm better than that. It's which really the only reason any of us are better than anything is because of the grace of God.
Laurie, I think that was inspired. I think the Holy Spirit just tagged you. I think that's exactly right, that judgment is the other side of pride, or it's a pride is the umbrella and judgment is one of the raindrops that fall. I think you're absolutely right that we get this inflated ego, just like we think we're better than immigrants. We get this inflated ego, and then we begin to judge. I am not home. Homeless. I am not poor. I work, whatever it might be. Lori, you have been tagged by the Spirit.
There you go, Lori. Now you have to tag somebody else today about
That's
Relevant
right.
Radio.
That's right. That's right, Lori.
That's beautiful. As we talk about judgment with Sister Bridget Hass, now, you talked about the lesson, and Sister Bridget volunteers one day a week in McDonald's, and those are the references that she's making to McDonald's. Now that you had that encounter in McDonald's, how did it change the way you looked at other people with whom you had an encounter after that instance just a couple of weeks ago in the restaurant?
Thank you, John. I always now stop my cleaning when I feel like I'm going to judge. I stop my cleaning, I slide in the booth or sit at the table, and I say first, the first thing I say is, I hope you're enjoying your meal, because some people don't want to be intruded upon. The second thing I say is, I'm Sister Bridget, how are you today? And then I just say, what's your story? Now, some people, you know, they don't want to tell you your story, so I just tell them mine. But some people, I get the story, and I usually go for the people who are residents of Father Bill's place, which is our homeless shelter three blocks away. You can kind of, well, and I see this is another judgment, but I can tell who they are. Or sometimes I'll go up and I'll say, Dennis, how's Christine? She's dying. I said, how's your wife Christine doing? You know, and he used to not talk. And I never understood why, but the poor man is burdened by his wife, who he adores, who is dying. So I think knowing people's story and seeing, like His Eminence said, seeing their face in a different way, to see the face of Christ, ain't easy, John, ain't easy.
Right.
But I think that's what we're called to do in Matthew 25.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it doesn't mean, as you've pointed out many times before, that we condone evil when we see it.
No. And you know, Francis de Sales, and I think it's so beautiful that the school is named after him. Francis de Sales says, you know, that we can't be the Pharisees, but we also cannot use our holiness and amuse ourselves by what we see as, you know, faults in the lives of others.
Right. Right.
And we cannot allow our hearts to be hardened. And that, I think, is the key. We always have to have a heart of flesh. And what it means is we're going to get hurt, we're going to make the wrong decisions, and we reach out to people who might not care.
The Holy Spirit moment in our conversation about judgment with Sister Bridget Hass is to turn judgment into encounter. Just go outside of our own comfort zone. How many times have you heard that? And the wisdom of the Holy Father to encounter somebody, to find out what their story is, to look in
absolutely.
Their eyes.
To get the smell of the sheep.
Yep,
and it means
absolutely.
We also smell. I think sometimes people say, I'm going to get the smell of the sheep, but we forget we smell too. And so we have to allow ourselves to be human, but all of us have been tagged by the Spirit, and we are in this life together.
Speaking of that encounter, it's something that Susan is going to talk about. She's in Des Plaines, Illinois, listening to us this morning with Sister Bridget Hass. Susan, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I love good your morning, show. Susan. Thank you so much for everything you do. Good
Thank
morning,
you.
Sister. Good morning, Jen. Sister, I have a question for you, please. Sometimes when I'm driving or if I'm walking down the streets of Chicago or anywhere, I see some homeless people or some beggars. And I am, sometimes I tend to judge, like I'll give to some who really look like they need it. And some I feel like, why don't they just get a job or, you know, maybe they're going to use this on cigarettes or alcohol and, you know, have these judgmental thoughts. But sometimes I do give but what can I leave with them? Other than money, if I have some, I know I can leave food or whatever I have with me in the car. But as far as words, how can I leave them better off to show them that God loves them and, you know, I'm doing more than just giving to them?
I think, Susan, you know, first of all, they are Jesus in disguise. Our obligation is to give if we can. Our obligation is not to see how they're going to use the money. They are Jesus in disguise. And I think that's a beautiful question because a lot of people struggle with this. What more can I do? I struggle with it myself in the streets of Boston. I think the best we can do is to give a smile. And let that smile say, we're connected here. We might not live the same kind of life, but we share this life. And I think sometimes people who need help on the streets, they know immediately if we're just giving or if we really are giving because we care. And I think that, you know, some people just throw the change. Some people will stop and talk. And I think, Susan, that's the key. They will always, as Jesus said, the poor you will always have with you. Some people, and that's another thing I've learned at McDonald's, sometimes people are down on their luck, but they have had fantastic jobs that they've lost, and now they're in this situation of begging. And as a sister said to me once, a Mexican sister who has since died, this is their work now. Their work is to always show this humility of asking, of being dependent. And I think a lot of it is our attitude and then how we approach the person.
Susan, a great question. Sister Bridget Hass guiding us this morning on judgment. Sister is an Ursuline sister who ministers as sister storyteller to 3 and 4 year olds, and she leads parish missions and days of reflection across the United States online at wisdomwonder.com. That's wisdomwonder.com. Sister Bridget, thank you.
Thank you, John, and you have a blessed day.
We'll be praying for you. We've got Glenn's Story Corner homily highlights. We'll water that mustard seed that got planted in yesterday's gospel in 60 seconds on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.